Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of Zika's Spotlight at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are ready to go for a special instrument. The guitar that is under the spotlight today is made by a guitar luthier who was one of the most influential and important guitar luthiers in the classical guitar making history. It's made by Enrique Garcia, who was born in Madrid around 1865. And before I start to play on this guitar to show you the sound of this magical instrument, I'm going to highlight 5 points that will explain why this guitar is one of the most valuable classical guitars that has ever existed. And the first point is the historical value and the meaning of this guitar and this guitar luthier. Enrique Garcia was one of the most influential characters and guitar makers for many legendary guitar luthiers that came after him in the next generations, such as Ignacio Fleta, but also Francisco Simplicio was very inspired and influenced by the way of guitar making of Enrique Garcia. And the second point is the innovation that Enrique Garcia was using 100 to 140 years ago when he was building the guitars. He was carving the top of the guitars very thin and using also a very complex bracing system under the top of the guitar. And this is actually what you see in today's double top guitars, when they are carving the top of the guitars very thin and they are making the top very elastic. And the crazy thing about this guitar is that he was doing it 100 years ago, and this guitar lasts still after 100 years and is in a very good playing condition. And the third point why this guitar is one of the most valuable guitars is the ornamentations on this guitar and the decoration that Enrique Garcia has used 100 years ago. The funny thing is that after 100 years, we are still finding the decorations and the ornamentations on this guitar very beautiful and interesting. So it's a timeless design. And as you can see, this guitar has a lot of beautiful inlays, purflings throughout the guitar, and also in the rosette you have mother of pearl with many inlays, and the headstock is beautifully carved by hand, and you have also mother of pearl in the headstock of the guitar. But also the wood of the guitar is from the highest quality. It comes with a spruce top and very beautiful and wild Brazilian rosewood, which is the most expensive wood for the back and the sides of the guitar that you can get. And the fourth point is the person who this guitar was built for. This guitar was built for a very important classical guitarist and pedagogue from Argentina, Antonio Sinopoli. And usually if the guitar luthiers have someone in mind and someone very professional and important that they are building a guitar for, they will pay extra attention to that guitar in the building process. And this guitar was built to be played on big stages. And Antonio Sinopoli, as I said, was one of the most important pedagogues and classical guitarists from Argentina of that time. And the fifth and the last point why this guitar is a very special instrument and one of the most valuable guitars that you can find is the sound of this guitar. The sound of this guitar, I won't talk about it that much. I will play on it and you can judge the sound by yourself. Let's start.
Thank you.
I mean, do I have to talk about the sound? I don't know. I'm sure that you can describe the sound also in the comments. This is a sound that is timeless. From the balance to the beautiful color to the sustain that the guitar has and just that magic in the guitar that you cannot describe. But the feeling to play on this guitar is a beautiful experience. And yeah, I'm out of words. I have to calm down a bit after I have played on this guitar. Yeah, this is an Enrique Garcia guitar from 1922. So more than 100 years, but still modern in the sound and in this aesthetic, which is timeless and priceless, to be honest. Well, that was the Zikas Guitars spotlight of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And as usual, let me know in the comments, how do you find the sound of this guitar? If you like it or not, I mean, it will be impossible not to like the sound of this guitar, but it's still very interesting to listen to your ideas and your thoughts. Well, have a great week and see you next week or maybe in 2 weeks. Bye.